everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, man. I said it, man.
Real quickly.
Yeah.
Here is Larry King talking to Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld was a guest on Larry King's show last night.
Yeah, listen to what Larry had to say to Jerry Seinfeld, maybe the world's most popular TV personality.
Yeah, and certainly maybe successful comedian of all time, maybe.
Yeah, very successful. Yeah. Billions of dollars.
And they put us on Thursday. We went from 58 to 4 in 1 week. And that was it. And then we started doing better than Cheers. And then I don't know how it happened.
Lasted how long?
9 years. 180 episodes.
You gave it up, right?
I did. So.
They didn't cancel you. You canceled them.
You're not aware of this?
No, I'm asking you.
You think I got canceled? Are you under the impression that I got canceled?
You? Have I hurt you, Jerry?
I thought that was pretty well documented.
Don't this is show.
He can't believe it.
The guy had like 100 million people watch the last episode. And Larry's asked if he got canceled.
What do you mean?
You get canceled?
They didn't cancel you. You canceled them.
That's a great long pause there between that two.
Well,
he's
Jerry,
just staring at.
Yeah, he can't believe it. I mean, he's listening to that going, I didn't just get asked that question.
Right.
I did. So.
They didn't cancel you. You canceled them.
You're not aware of this?
No, I'm asking you.
You think I got canceled? Are you under the impression that I got canceled?
Have I hurt you, Jerry?
I thought that was pretty well documented.
Don't
this is
most
a,
shows
is this
go
still
down.
CNN?
Don't most shows go down a little?
Most people do also.
You would,
but
it's harder for her than for you.
Yeah, no, I went off the air. I was the number one show on television, Larry.
You were
do you know who I am?
Jewish guy, Brooklyn.
Yes.
Okay.
75 million viewers. Last
okay.
episode.
What are you? Don't take it so bad.
Well, that's the big difference between being canceled and being number one.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You apologize.
We'll be right back.
Jeez.
B-movie opens. B-movie opens.
Can we get a resume in here for
B-movie
me?
B-movie opens
Larry
tomorrow.
Can go over?
We'll be right back.
It was harder for her than for you.
That's one of the greatest pieces of audio ever.
Oh, my gosh. You know, Larry, like, prides himself on not doing any
pre-interview
work or anything.
No prep for the interviews.
He says he's never been on the internet. He asked he asked the guy one day, so what are the why do you call it the Amber Alert? Is it because of the color of the light bulbs? And for him to say,
Gosh, he apologized. You hear me? He actually apologized.
It sounded like he was getting pissed. It sounds like they were both pissed off.
Right. Well, Jerry was.
Jerry Seinfeld's doing more publicity than anybody on the planet, so he's got to be tired as hell. He's probably not with his kids or his wife, and he's staying in hotel rooms, and he hates it. It's like being on the road again. So he's pissed about that. And then he goes in and sits across from Larry King, who's in the movie.
Right, he's in Jerry's movie, B-movie.
Yeah, Jerry had enough respect for this guy to invite him to be in the movie.
Right.
And then he says to him, "Were you canceled?"
Well, they canceled you. They canceled you, or you canceled them.
I mean, it's a major difference. It's the biggest difference on the planet.
Well, it's the biggest difference on the planet, I'm sure, to somebody who has their own television show. And also, it's, not very long ago. I mean, it's just 8-9 years ago that the show went off the air, you know, Seinfeld.
Right.
Doesn't everybody know that? I mean, doesn't everybody know that Jerry Seinfeld decided to stop doing the show and people were upset that the show went off the air and it was the hugest, biggest show for NBC? I mean, everybody knows that.
Yeah, somebody he should have caught that. But here's the equivalent of how different it is on outside of show business. Larry King's interviewing a space shuttle pilot, right? And Larry King says, so what's your route? You pick him up in the valley, you take him to Burbank or LAX? He goes, well, what do you mean? He goes, well, you operate a shuttle, don't you? Not an airport shuttle, the space shuttle.
Right. The shuttle, Larry, that goes
to the space station.
Yeah, to outer space.
He doesn't pick up guys in Tarzana and take them to LAX.
So you don't go down the 101. You don't have various stops where you pick up different guys. Do you stop at all the terminals? What about the Bradley terminal? Do you go there?
That's the same thing.
Unbelievable.
It's the same effing thing.
That pause is great.
When great. We got to play that whole thing again. All right, they'll play us as we go to break. It's Conway and Whitman. When we come back, we have more Larry King audio. And Brian Whitman and Tom Likas have something in common.
Yeah,
we'll
what
play
is,
that.
What that? I don't know what that is.
I'll play that for you. Oh, then about 25 minutes, open phones, and then Gretchen, Luke's, and so on.
Then home.
Yes, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
And then I don't know how it happened.
Lasted how long?
9 years. 180 episodes.
You gave it up, right?
I did. So.
They didn't cancel you. You canceled them.
You're not aware of this?
No, I'm asking you.
You think I got canceled? Are you under the impression that I got canceled?
You? Have I hurt you, Jerry?
I thought that was pretty well documented.
Don't
this is
most
a,
shows
is this
go
still
down.
CNN?
Don't most shows go down a little?
Most people do also.
You would,
but... Yeah, no, I went off the air. I was the number one show on television, Larry.
You were all,
do you know who I am?
Jewish guy, Brooklyn.
Yes.
Okay.
75 million viewers last episode.
Boy, you don't take it so bad.
Well, that's the big difference between being canceled and being number one.
Okay, I'm sorry. We'll be right back.
Jeez.
B-movie opens... B-movie
can we
opens.
Get a resume in here for
B-movie
me?
B-movie opens
Larry
tomorrow.
Over?
We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Fantasy football, one of the hottest things on the planet.
Yeah, man.
And here is your weekend update with Coach Dave, everybody. Nice to see you, dude.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good evening.
All
live
right.
From New York.
Yeah, look at you. Back in New York.
I am. It's been incredible being in the middle of the Joe Torre story.
I imagine, yeah.
It's been amazing.
All right, so fantasy football, huge in Southern California and across the country. Give us your best picks for the weekend.
All right. Let's go with quarterbacks. We like, of course, you got to start anybody on New England and anybody on Indianapolis. Should be a huge shootout. That's a no-brainer. 8-0 Patriots versus the 7-0 Colts.
When is that game, by the way? When is that big game?
That is this Sunday at 1:15 Pacific time, and should be. In 20 years I've been playing fantasy football, I have not seen a game hyped as much as this in the regular season. First time two undefeated teams have played each other this deep in the season.
Is that right? Wow.
This could be better than the Super Bowl, folks.
All right, so 1:00 on Sunday.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Other than those folks, I like Matt Hasselbeck, quarterback Seattle, playing at Cleveland. Cleveland is ranked number 31 out of 32 teams against the pass this year, so we like Matt Hasselbeck. Phillip Rivers should have a good game against Minnesota. Minnesota is again ranked 32nd against the pass. As far as running backs, we like Kevin Jones, Detroit, playing against a banged-up Denver defense, and Broncos rank dead last versus the run. Also like Brian Westbrook, Philadelphia Eagles running back versus Dallas. Wide receivers, T.J. Hushmanzada. You can spell that. I give you $50. playing at Buffalo. And Randy Moss should have a huge game, of course, in New England. But also take a look at Wes Welker. Randy Moss might be double-teamed quite a bit, so Wes Welker underneath might be a good bet against Indianapolis. And don't forget Terrell Owens against Philadelphia, mm-hmm. playing against his old team.
Oh, yeah, it's a natural.
Absolutely. In defense, we like Pittsburgh at home against Baltimore. Pittsburgh has allowed an average of 6 points per game at home, so they should hold Baltimore down this week. We also like, of course, San Diego, who's really rolling at this point at Minnesota, and Tennessee versus Carolina. So there's a few defenses to throw out there.
Perfect.
Wow.
All right, how'd you do last weekend, Coach?
Oh, I have to say we did pretty good. I'd say about 6 out of the 8 picks were slam dunks.
Oh, that's a great percentage then. That's
huge.
Not bad. We'll take that.
Excellent. All right, we'll see you next Friday, buddy.
Absolutely.
Take care of yourself. All right, there he goes, everybody. Coach Dave! All right, people like that fantasy football.
Yeah, he's the best, too.
Yeah, that guy knows his stuff.
Checking in from New York, I tell you, man. Coach Dave, man, look at you, man.
All right, here's Larry King asking John Stewart a question from a couple months ago. All right, here's sort of on the same level of asking Jerry Seinfeld if he got canceled.
Right.
The Seinfeld show was canceled.
Right. That really threw Jerry for a loop.
All right, it throws John Stewart for a loop here, too.
But generally, comics, political comics, like things to go a little wrong. don't have to be the end of the world.
Like things to go a little wrong, like birdshot to a face of a guy that will survive.
That's right.
Not like things to go wrong to it's like Mad Max, every man for himself. Let's all ride around in machine guns, which seems to be the way that it's...
You don't want Medicare to fail.
Are you insane?
Whoa.
He's asking John Stewart if he wants Medicare to fail.
Yeah, you don't want Medicare to fail.
The old people get their pills and their treatment.
You don't want seniors eating cat food with no Medicare. I mean, do you? Or maybe you do.
But listen, it's the same long pause after the question.
You don't want Medicare to fail.
Are you insane? You're literally asking me if I would prefer... Yes, Larry, what I'm saying to you is, as a comedian, I want old people to suffer. Old and poor people to suffer.
That's so classic.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man, oh, man.
Well, you know, we can't, Tim, really, we can't do the round robin of Larry King's without including his unbelievable moment there when there was a passing, when his dear friend...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then he hits about four different subjects in about 30 seconds. He talking about the Middle East, the war in the Middle East.
War in Lebanon against Israel.
Right, and then he promotes
next week's guest.
Sheryl Crow, and then he does...
And then the passing.
Very difficult time that's not likely to end soon.
Thank you all very much. One last note, we have an incredible lineup next week, starting Monday with musical superstar Sheryl Crow, her first primetime interview since her breakup with Lance Armstrong, and since she learned she has breast cancer. Mm. If you have a question for Sheryl Crow, email it by going to CNN.com/Larry King. Tomorrow night, I'm sure we'll have more on the conflict in the Middle East. And we note with sadness the passing today of a good friend and one of the world's great comics, the now late Red Buttons. What a treasure he was. Also won an Academy Award. Goodbye, Red.
Wow. There he goes. Goodbye.
It's harder for her than for you.
Red Buttons, man.
I tell you, man.
All right. Now, I don't know if you remember this, but last week you had talked about a friend of yours, Shannon.
Scott Shannon.
Scott
yes.
Shannon.
I brought him up. I had a story I wanted to tell about him. But
right. He's a disc jockey in New York.
Right. Not just a disc jockey in New York. He was also a disc jockey in Los Angeles. He was on, people might remember, Pirate Radio at 100.3. You remember, like, 1990?
I do not.
Oh, all right. Well, you might not. But, I mean,
I wasn't a big music guy.
Right.
What years was he in here?
In the Los Angeles, 1989, 90, 91.
Yeah, I don't think I heard that.
Okay. Anyway, but you can't be in the radio industry. I mean, in our industry, Tim, and you've certainly been in the industry a while, he's one of those pioneers. He's won all of the awards. You know, I think he's won the Marconi Award and
right.
all of these awards. And he's just a real...
I just didn't know...
Right. Well,
I asked you today if he was dead, if he was alive or still alive.
I can confirm that he's very much alive
okay.
and a very nice person and a real pioneer in our industry and probably doesn't, honestly, Tim, probably doesn't need the insults from you.
I'm not insulting the guy.
At the point that
I don't know who he is.
Well, I have a very close relationship with him. I tried to tell you a story about him.
Right, here's that story you tried to tell.
I'm not going
to
tell the story.
I know, but here is what you're trying to tell it.
I'll just tell. You want me to just tell you who he is?
Who is it?
It's Scott Shannon.
Jesus Christ.
Who did Pirate Radio here in Los Angeles.
Oh, right.
100.3 Pirate Radio. You remember that, Randy Wang, right? Oh, you're too young for Pirate Radio?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway.
I don't think I remember it.
You remember it, dude. 1990, stop it, 89. You remember it. So anyway.
Was Wolfman Jack on that station?
You know what? It was a great station. He launched the Big Top 40 station in New York, which is still on the air 25
yeah.
years later. Pirate Radio, you know, two or three years, it didn't work out. Maybe given more
was
time.
Was he the morning guy then?
Yes, Scott Shannon. People listening, if a dude
Who did he replace? Was it Bob and Ray?
No, I think it was Easy Listening 100.3 before it became Pirate Radio.
All right.
So,
all right, so you had a jacket on sometimes.
Right, so here's the deal. He's like a forgetful dude. You know, he's not 25. So he would wear the jacket. And at the Christmas party, because all of the people from at this point, there were two stations. He worked on one, the other station, owned by the same company. But he didn't know anybody who worked there, you know. Barely knew the people who worked at his own station. He had on a little index card the names. Like, it would say, like, forget it. Forget it. It's a really good story.
I didn't play that sound effect, dude. Well,
Just because Randy Wang doesn't remember pirate radio, he thinks nobody cares about the story.
All right. Then that story somehow ended in... I guess it ended right there.
Yep.
We didn't all get to hear the end of that.
Well, no, I'm not going to tell you the story.
Right.
The penalty for you, and unfortunately you have brought upon the audience the penalty of not hearing the story. It's a really good story. I refuse to tell it. And I don't know why whenever I bring this person up who I have a personal relationship with, and I think the listeners know who he is, I don't know why you always make fun of me for it or suggest that I'm some sort of radio hack that I, would know who he is. I mean, he's pretty for you to be in the industry, you should know who he is. I mean, I don't
know who he is.
I don't want to say you should do your.
I couldn't pick him out of if you show me two pictures, him and Ryan Seacrest. I couldn't tell you.
I don't want to tell you, Tim, that you should do homework on your own industry.
I understand that.
But you might want to at some point. Know of who came before you and why things are.
I'll do that this weekend.
Right. Well,
all right. Here's Tom Likas talking about Scott Shannon as well. You guys have something in common. Look at this.
I didn't know this.
But I got to tell you something, boys. I mean, when I was a kid, I imagined one day I was going to get my job on the radio business and I was going to go to the Marconi Awards. And there you'd see, you'd see Imus in his heyday and you'd see Robert W. Morgan and you'd be drinking with Scott Shannon. He used to like to drink a lot, that Scott Shannon. And you'd see all these radio stars all hanging out.
There you go. You guys talk about Scott Shannon.
Well, that's the pot.
Maybe you guys should get together for a dinner.
They think that's the pot calling the kettle black.
Well, I'm just saying.
That was rude. That was mean. So we don't have anything in common.
Well, it's not real news, too. The radio guys like to have a pop.
Some more than others, Tim.
Yeah. Why are you looking at me?
That was mean. That clip was rude.
It's fine. All right, when we come back, it is completely open phones. And anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And if you press Brian, maybe he will tell you that Scott Shannon
story. No, I'm not going to tell the story.
On how he memorized the names of other radio people.
No, he didn't memorize the names.
At a Christmas party.
You haven't heard the story. You don't know the story. That's not how the story goes.
Did he have pictures in his pocket?
No, I'm not telling you, Tim. If you're going to be so
rude.
How
many ways could that story shake down?
Well, maybe you should have considered
He had a recorder in his pocket. He had pictures in his pocket.
I'm not talking about it.
He had business cards in his pocket.
I'm not going to discuss it with you.
He had a little man in his pocket, memorized.
Yeah, a little, he had a midget.
Memorized everybody.
Right, he had a midget.
How could that story shake down where it would be interesting? Right.
Billy Barty was in his breast pocket.
All right, then.
I'm not telling the story because you don't appreciate a good
story. Please, don't.
Forget it.
I know. Don't tell us it's like mom saying, I'm not taking you to church this Sunday if you don't behave. All right. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.